dried ink on some graph paper, some frozen tenders to eat later, a perspiring cup of Mountain Dew.
Down in Monsters, down in 5 hour drink caffeine shots, I got lots of homework to do, but I think I'll stock up on Netflix too.
Shh, quiet in the library. Shh, please everyone quiet in library.
Flirting in the study hall, isn't it all kind of pointless when you think of it?
Think of it. You know I've never thought of it. With grade points and GPAs, the semesters are made of many days. But what am I the days after the cap is thrown?
Rate my professor from mild salsa to habanero. Gotta rate your professor. Is it a little weird though?
Declare a major so that later you can ignore it entirely. Pick your classes so you can join the masses, making widgets in a factory.
Staying up late, studying, no time to sleep in.
Staying up late, studying, no time to sleep in. Staying up late, studying, no time to sleep in. Staying up late, studying, no time to sleep.
A five, a six, a five, six, seven, eight.
Musical Monday, Musical Monday.
Don't put it off until later.
Time to write a research paper.
Musical Monday.
Hello and welcome back to Musical Monday with Zach, Caleb, and Shay at Improv Broadway. I'm Zach.
I'm Shay.
I'm Caleb.
And we're at Improv Broadway, and this is Musical Monday, my friends, the show where we review the greatest musicals in the world that no one had the courage to review until we did today. And today is all about Research Paper the Musical, a classic college musical all about procrastination, education, and gyration. Party times.
Woo-hoo.
Wahoo. Mm-hmm. You just heard a classic scene painting scene of just general stuff on happens on the campus.
Classic.
We all know the types, and I don't know about y'all, but I was a classic procrastinator. I don't think I ever worked on assignment, paper, test ever, other than the night before, my entire college career. I have 3 degrees. I've got an English degree. I've got a master's degree. I've got a JD. Never once in my whole academia did I ever work on something other than the night before.
In all fairness, the person who suggested the title is also working on their research paper that is literally due tomorrow.
Oh, so incredible. Watch this instead of doing that. I promise it'll help you.
It'll all work out. I needed professors who held your hand and did like, okay, outlines due this week, first drafts due this week, final draft is due this next week.
So you did well with many deadlines along the way.
Yeah, but then I figured out in college that you don't have to turn stuff in on time it was game You'd over, upload man.
The blank document and be like, oh, I'm sorry, that was my I other didn't draft. Do
that. I no, just emailed just... my professor and I said, hey, doll, mind if I turn this in late? And almost always they'd be like, sure.
Sure.
Anything you want, baby doll.
That might have just the worked world's for you, Shane.
Well, I was a pretty good student and I did show up and I did raise my hand and I did get asked to be TA a couple times.
Ooh, me, oh my, oh me.
But I said no.
Oh, man. Just a quick tangent in law school. So in law school, they do the Socratic method where they like basically ask you a million questions so that you come to the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I never read once, ever once, not a single thing. And my entire law school career, I got called on once by a guy who is in the Supreme Court of Utah. He's like a legit scary dude. He looks like Mr. Anderson from The Matrix. I told him and he says, I've never seen that movie. And it was very embarrassing. And he called me out and he says, do you have the answer for this? And I said, no. And he asked me, have you read a single page from this book? And I said, no, sir, I have not. And it was and my most said, embarrassing
Thank
moment.
Thank you for being honest. You passed the class.
It was an ethics class. I got an A+. Anyway, this second song that we're going to dive into is all about the distractions that come when a research paper is due.
Yes. It seems like all of the fun things are going to happen the week when you have to get it all done.
Yes. Mm. Like a TikTok live stream.
Yes.
Yeah, TikTok live streams.
Arby's has got their 5 for 5. I bet that kid is so tempted.
That ages me. When I was a freshman, Arby's had their 5 for 5.
Yes. These all serve as sirens.
Arby's was a temptation for you?
I don't want to talk about
Arby's
it.
Arby's is like a reminder, like, get back to work for me. Like,
I'm sure the audience watching can
attest. Understand, Caleb. Arby's is very, very.
If someone was like, "Would you rather have a roast beef sandwich from Arby's or do your research paper?" I'd say I'll do twice as much work on my research paper.
Shit, that's crazy because they have the meats.
Yeah,
and
they have the meats, but they're not for the eats.
Well, that's from the Arby's musical, and we don't need to get it. Yeah, we'll do that another time. The distractions.
All these distractions serve as sirens, distracting our hero. What's the guy's name on TikTok?
Tabby, T-A-B-B-Y.
Tabby.
Sweet, sweet Tabby. Boy.
Should we just use the idea that she's trying to write about the cello right now?
We'll see if it comes up organically.
We'll see if it's in the script.
Well, let me check my notes. No. It's actually the viola.
Yeah, we're not making this up. We have to stay true
to the source material.
We take
too many embellishments, we'll be sued. Anywho, so Tabitha is writing a research paper all about the violin and is being distracted by all the distractions around her, calling at her like a siren in Odysseus. In this song called Do It Later. Sure, you could do your paper or you could listen to my tricks. You can pause and watch an episode of Netflix. You can choose what you want to do. Or you can drop that pen right now and tune into Hulu. Do it later. Do it later. Be procrastinator. Do it later.
Hey, you don't have to use that Google Docs, mister. Why don't you trounce on to your local Blockbuster? Hey, why don't you stop asking how? Go on to your local farm and tip a cow. So tempting.
Ooh, so tempting.
So much easier to do than researching.
You could build an engine from scratch. You can start a company. Those are all alternatives to going to the library starting to read.
Try the mayo in the back of your fridge. Know that it will not be any good. Put it in your tummy, get some food poisoning. Even that would be more interesting than researching.
Do it later. Do it later. Come on, Tabby, we know you wanna be a procrastinator. Do it later. Do it later. Come on, Tabby, don't be a hater. Just do it later. You could count every stone in the school cobble pathway. You could reread all of your Agatha Christie. You could watch, what's that show with Andy Griffith? The Andy Griffith Show.
Be a peeping Tom on your roommate. Go to a club, see if you can find a date.
You could run for president, just win a primary or two. As long as this homework is something that you do not do. Do it later. Do it later. A pickup scooter, no, be a skater. Just do it later. Do it later. Do it later. Do it later. Hey man, you don't want to do it. Look at your paper, just say screw it. Go and snap your pins in half and go have yourself a blast. Go down to the sock hop, dance all night till you just can't stop. Find yourself a pretty girl, don't do that paper, just give it a whirl.
Go do a caveman painting, go kill a bear. Anything's better than writing a research paper.
Go hijack a plane and crash it into the mountains. Or go back to Rome and invent a fountain. Do it later. Do it later.
Create the atom bomb, then realize you made a huge mistake.
Do it later. Do it later. Invent the cotton gin and realize you also made a mistake. Do it later.
Penicillin by mistake, but realize it's a good mistake. Do it later.
Save Germany from starvation, but also be instrumental in toxic weapons that are bad in World War II. Do it later.
Penicillin guy?
No, that was the German guy who helped.
That was World War One.
World War One, but he was instrumental in there are a lot of the awful weapons in World War II.
That has nothing to do with penicillin, right?
Oh, just another guy who did a thing. Yeah.
Just checking helped my bases.
Helped with fertilizer
mostly.
Huge
What's that?
Helped with fertilizer mostly.
Fertilizer, yeah. Good yeah. thing.
You really also penicillin.
I like it.
You like penicillin?
Yeah, it saves lives.
It does save lives.
I just never have heard anyone say that they're really into penicillin.
I'm
I think
really
it's a cool story. He messed up and he saved lives.
I wish more of that would happen.
Yeah.
I crashed into an orphanage and I discovered ibuprofen.
Yeah. I wish that's how the story went. What a crime that it was. No yeah. orphans were killed in the making of Tylenol.
Well, they just had headaches yeah. in this hypothetical.
Yeah, just some headaches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of headaches.
Man,
it's 1:30 a.m.
Yes.
The paper's due.
Paper's due. What's the name?
Tabby.
Tabby is running on caffeine and Sour Patch Kids.
She sends a quick little note to the professor. Yeah.
But the internet's down. Power's out. So she
lights a candle.
She lights a candle and she writes it out on paper with pen.
Yeah.
As one does.
Yes.
And she gives it to a delivery boy. She says, get this to Professor Snort.
Snort.
Snort. Snort. Simpson.
Run, boy. Run now.
Run now.
Run quick.
And the delivery boy is like, it's 1:30 in the morning, man.
Why She's you like, I'll pay you double what you get for a pizza.
All right, man. And he runs over to the music department. It's 1:30 a.m. Door's locked.
But he was given specific instructions. Get this to the professor. So
yes. He breaks into the professor's house. And
not even the music department. He travels 20 miles to the professor's house, yeah, lives outside of town.
Right. Yeah,
the
professor says,
Donald, I told you not to call me anymore.
My wife's here. We promised. You promised never to bring it here.
And he says, I know, it's not for that.
It's not for that. It's for something else.
Yeah.
You said you had a special delivery.
Donald,
please. Says, Professor Snort, what do you think of my reputation?
Professor Snort says, my job is on the line.
Mrs. Snort turns on a light. Sweetie, who are you talking to?
No one. It's just the delivery
I'm
boy.
I'm watching cartoons.
Yeah. Oh, the delivery boy you spend late night with over at the office?
That's right. I had more homework for me to do.
You promised me you'd leave her, Snort. You told me you'd leave her 2 semesters ago.
I did!
The power's back on. Donald's phone rings in his pocket.
The lights turn on. An arrow is sticking out of the delivery boy's heart. Mr. Snort cries. Mrs. Snort's confused. She's never seen him cry like this for anyone.
The delivery boy is arrowed
in the heart. But who fired the arrow? Why, it's Tabby from her own room.
She knew that Donald wouldn't do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
She got a motive.
And she knew about their trysts the whole time.
Well, she knew about that school policy. If there's a death in the class, everyone gets A's.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Feels like that's the end, kinda. Well,
here's the bigger twist.
Okay.
Delivery boy survives.
Sure, it was just shoulder. Yeah. Shoulder shot.
Yeah. Shoulder shot. So they don't all get A's.
They all get F's.
Goes, the lesser known clause, if someone is attempted to be killed but survives,
you'll get
F's. It's a real gamble.
It's a real gamble.
So they're all in the hospital waiting room. Is he going to die? Is he going to survive?
Yeah. Just, the monitor's going beep. And it's like beep, beep. Oh, yeah. Beep. Yeah.
Yeah. And this song, Donnie's going to make it. Remember when everyone was so hungry and Donnie ran to get a Domino's pizza while we were studying?
Remember when we were too lazy to get our groceries and Donnie picked it up from us from Kroger's?
Remember when we paid Donnie for Uber Eats and he brought us our food and he only had a couple McDonald's french fries?
Remember when your dad was working late and your mom was giving birth at the hospital and he delivered your baby sister and brought it to you to see?
Remember when Donnie slept with our college professor?
What? This is Snort in the background.
Donnie's gonna make it. He's gonna make it real good.
Donnie's gonna make it.
He's gonna make it real good.
Donnie's gonna make it. He's gonna make it real good.
He's gonna make it.
I think Donnie's already made it. Isn't that right, Professor Snort? Donnie was the best of us. He was the best of us, a champion among men. Donnie was the best of us, and soon he will breathe again.
Donnie was the best of us. He had a Napoleon complex, but that didn't stop him from pulling favors for all of us.
Donnie was the best of us, though he was duck-footed. It didn't stop him from running his best, so he could grab our footlongs from Subway.
Donnie was the best of us. He may have had a temper when he's drunk, but Donnie was the best of us. Yeah, his foot smelled like funk.
Donnie was the best of us. Yeah, he crashed into an orphanage.
Donnie was the best of us. Yeah, sure, he had one hit and run, but Donnie was the best of us.
Cause he always made things so much much fun. Donnie was the best of us, sir. He leaked confidential country secrets. Donnie was the best of us.
Yeah, he helped us all cheat on our tests, but Johnny was the best of us.
He was more to me than just a delivery boy. He was the only shred of joy I had in my meaningless professorial life. He kept me warm at night. He let me feel alright. And he gave me escape from my terrible, my awful wife.
Donnie was the best of us. Donnie was the best of us. Donnie was the best of us.
And he's gonna make it. Donnie was the best of us. He's gonna make it. Donnie was the best of us. He's gonna make it. Donnie was the best of us. He's gonna make it. Donnie was the best of us. Blackout. The lights go on. An arrow is sticking out of Donnie's head.
Did Cupid hit me or something? Because there's an arrow in my chest. And Professor Snort, I'm in love.
The doctor walks in.
I'm oozing. I'm oozing with
it
love.
It hit the part of the brain that takes
and
out
also
any
pus.
Filter.
I'm oozing and goozing and gushing and splooshing with love.
Oh, Donnie. Donnie's the best of us, and Donnie made it. Donnie's the best of us. Hey, wife, why don't you beat it? With my Donnie here with me and my entire class. Ace for everyone, hip hooray, class, you all. Tabby, why don't you play a little something on the violin for us?
I think I'll play the cello. I learned it while I was doing my research paper.
Ooh, the chords of that cello.
Sounds like the piano.
Donnie, they're playing our song. Remember when we met at the school waltz?
Are we gonna make it?
I think we're gonna make it.
Are we gonna make it?
I think we're gonna make it.
Are we gonna make it?
I think we're gonna make it.
Don't know if I can take it.
I know I can take it if you take it.
Pushed it closer, Donnie, into my chest with your hug.
What about the head one?
What?
What about the one in your head?
Oh, no. It's leaking.
Leaking?
It's leaking. Donnie. I don't think I can make it. You should go back to your husband.
Donnie was the best of us. I'm still leaving, Harold. Why did he call me your husband? It was the brain damage. It was the arrow to his brain. The lights go out. The wife now has 20 arrows in her breast. All from the class.
And all in her breast.
Wait, Professor.
Bullseye.
We can still save him. Scalpel.
Donnie's gonna make it.
Donnie's gonna make it.
If we do a heart transplant, do a brain transplant, do a body transplant with your wife. Do a heart transplant, do a brain transplant, do a body transplant with your wife.
Do a wife transplant.
transplant.
Do a wife transplant.
Do a wife transplant
with your wife. Remove his brain, put him into a body. Put these other parts, don't be naughty. We gotta do it, we're doing it a lot to save our Donnie.
He made it! Yay!
Professor Snort. Looks like class is back in session. Oh no! We messed up! We put Donnie's brain into Professor Snort's body! No! The lights go out. The lights come back up. Tabby's holding her own heart in her hands. If I give you my body, will you give me extra credit?
Black out.
Donnie's gonna make it.
Donnie's gonna make it.
Donnie's gonna make it because he's the best of us.
Wow.
And that is the end.
That is.
That's
the
how
end.
It ends.
Blackout.
Spotlight.
Spotlight. Donnie in Professor Snort's body looks up and says to the audience, "Friends,
countrymen,
Romans,
lend me your ears."
Heaven knows I need a few.
Because he was missing ears from the transplant.
He was.
Blackout.
Love.
Blackout.
Lights come up. There's an arrow in the heart of every audience member in the theater.
Lights up.
Lights up. Lights up again. Even brighter.
Even brighter. Blackout.
Blackout. Spotlight. On a child holding a diploma, walks it over to Tabby and says,
"May I have this dance?"
La di da la di da da di da da di dum ba di do ba di do. La da di. We got 6 minutes. I'm gonna melt this time. Blackout.
Blackout.
Lights up.
Donnie's back.
Donnie's back and better than ever. Half wife, half professor. All Donnie.
He's delivering pizzas again.
To Tabby, who is now enjoying her new job as professor of the school.
He hands her a slice of pepperoni. Says, "Sorry, I ate the rest of the pizza."
She's like, "It's okay, Donnie. You're the best.
Hey.
You're the best of
us. What do you say we start fresh?"
She says, "Are you doing what I'm thinking you're doing?"
He says, "I'm not good at social cues." So I don't know what you're thinking.
But it's because of all of the...
Oh, they dance.
Da 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 da
da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da. They had one kid a year for 20 years.
Oh my gosh. Tabby says, "Look what you've done to me."
Blackout.
In the end.
The end. Lights
Musical
up.
Musical Monday.
Says the playwright. I'm a big fan. I'm a huge fan. Blackout.
Blackout.
Well, there you have it, folks. You've heard of the never-ending story. Period. Period paragraph. But what I hope you've heard of is that we're back, baby. We're back next week, every Monday, until someone stops us. Until somebody shoots me. And we hope you won't shoot us, because gun violence is wrong, and sensible gun regulation is needed. I think so. My opinion, not reflective of the shows, although probably I would bet.
I say no guns.
Got it from Shay. Let's do a quick poll. Everyone's good there. But what else is good is tuning here with us every single week, eh?
Musical Mind.
Zach Atherton sits on stage.
Six pack. Blackout. Six
pack. Lights up.
Shay McCombs.
Six pack.
Falls off her stomach.
It was that Tate on.